Welcome to the Outsource Accelerator podcast. This is a short format podcast where we explore business and outsourcing mastery. My name is Derek Gallimore, and I am really excited to bring you the leading podcast in outsourcing. Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Outsource Accelerator podcast. This is episode number 234, and my name, as always, is Derek Gallimore. So today, I'm joined again by Philip Liu of C9 Digital. We previously spoke to Philip in episode 222, so if you want to hear his backstory and hear how he came to find himself, he's a US guy, found himself here in Manila, Philippines, go back and listen to that episode. But today, we talk about we deep dive into C9 Digital, and we explore really what that is and what it offers prospective clients. Now, this isn't, as I mentioned, an infomercial. It is really about showing people the opportunities out there. And I'm sure after you've listened to this, you'll really kind of be inspired by the brains behind some of these operations. So I really enjoyed this conversation and learned a lot. If you want to know any more about what we talk about, go to our show notes, which is at outsourceaccelerator.com/234 for this episode, and enjoy. All right, welcome back, everybody. Today, I'm super excited to be joined by Philip Liu again. He is the co-founder of C9 Digital. Hi, Philip, how are you?
Hey, how are you, Derek?
Fantastic, and we're both sitting here. It's just after Christmas. The work is kind of getting back into season now, and we're really both excited about 2019, I can assume. It's really exciting to be a part of outsourcing, isn't it? Because there's just so much kind of upside, so much growth in the industry. How have you enjoyed being a part of the outsourcing industry, and how do you sort of feel the general sentiments are?
Yeah, I think I think outsourcing is one of those industries where the more you learn about it and the more you kind of open up the hood and sort of really understand the various components and how it works and how it sort of integrates into this whole thing that we call this global economy, I think it's fascinating, and the potential is just so ripe because the industry is not only growing, but the rate at which it's growing is also accelerating. So I think the opportunities are there for both companies that provide outsourcing services and companies that are looking to outsource their services.
Yeah, it's. I think we're really at the crux of the evolution of the employment market, aren't we? And I think as the world becomes more globalized and there's kind of 7 billion people starting to all get online and interact and become one marketplace, then outsourcing is really kind of at the epicenter of that. And it is exciting, isn't it? Because things are really changing fast, how people employ people, how people set up businesses, how people trade internationally. It's kind of all changing by the day, and outsourcing is a product of that, and I think it's really at the forefront of all this change, and is just providing incredible opportunities for people in the West, businesses in the West, but also of course the developing and emerging economies as well. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you just take a look at history, I think history shows us clues to what's happening, because if you think about it, even in the earliest 20th century, during the Industrial Revolution, that was a time when companies really started to get a foothold and industries started to develop. And at that time in history, it was all about the concentration of labor and the concentration of knowledge and the concentration of business capabilities and patents all inside onshore entities, all inside companies. And this took place really into about the 40s and the 50s. And then we saw, I think, from the 50s going into the 80s, a shift where companies started to realize that, wait a second, we're doing all these different things in order to run our businesses: advertising, accounting, payroll, customer service, back office work. And in order to compete and in order to drive profits, there was this insight that, hey, maybe we should try outsourcing and try specializing. And I think that happened for many decades. And I think actually what's really unique about outsourcing was, I think, you know, in early 2018, we actually saw a reverse trend where a lot of companies, right after the recession of 2008, companies started to reverse and actually bring work back onshore. And I think a lot of that was because the pace of outsourcing was so fast and so many companies were looking to outsource, that a lot of the relationships behind the outsourcing, I think, weren't really being done properly. And a lot of companies who wanted to outsource but didn't really understand how to outsource were having bad experiences outsourcing. And so outsourcing almost got a little bit of a bad rep, I would say. But now we're actually starting to see again this trend of, again, reacceleration of outsourcing. You see it in the gig economy. You see it in the BPO industry. And you see it, of course, with automation and artificial intelligence. And so, you know, obviously the advent, I think, of AI and automation is what it's showing us is that outsourcing is not isolated to just simple customer service tasks or simple BPO tasks, but we're starting to see even now creative work and what we could call white-collar work starting to get outsourced. And so, again, it creates very unique opportunities for those who are on the cutting edge of the industry.
I completely agree. I think there's a bit of a hangover from 20 years ago, you know, and you still get people, if you say, you know, to people, why not try outsourcing? And very commonly they can say, they're going to say, you know, I phoned my bank and there was someone from the Philippines or India and I had a really bad experience. I couldn't do that. And I think that this is this hangover from 20 years ago when the whole industry was really just getting started. There was low sort of cultural alignment. There was low levels of training. And really everyone in the industry was still trying to figure this out because it was still so young. Whereas now it's come so far, you know, and there's kind of 25 years of extra experience under everyone's belt. And of course, as you say, it's no longer just call centers, it's white collar work, it's professional services, there's legal outsourcing, there's healthcare outsourcing. So, you know, huge, huge opportunities. Have we still got you?
Yeah, absolutely.
You're there. Cool. And so let's introduce yourself. You are of C9 Digital, which is an outsourcing supplier here in Metro Manila. Do you want to just give the listeners who haven't listened to the previous episode we had with you a brief introduction to yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. So my name is Philip Liu, and I'm one of the co-founders here at C9 Digital. And we're a team of international experts from the United States and from Asia that really specialize in helping clients outsource. Our core focus is actually digital marketing outsourcing. So everything from social media advertising to digital advertising to web development and software programming. So technology outsourcing is our area of focus, as well as traditional customer service outsourcing and back office and BPO type work. So, you know, I had got my start in the call center industry about 4 years ago in Costa Rica. One of my friends actually was a very successful entrepreneur who owned a call center, and I came to the Philippines and fell in love with the country, fell in love with the industry, and haven't looked back since.
Yeah, it's, you know, and this is why I like to have people like you on the podcast, because it really gives people an insight into the services available here, but also the people and the kind of the skills and the skill sets managing these places. I think people have a very kind of one-dimensional view of outsourcing and maybe don't even have that much awareness of outsourcing. The best thing is to get people over here, which is obviously a really big ask. So the next best thing, I think, is to have conversations with people like you and for people, potential clients, to also just pick up the phone. Now, this isn't an infomercial where, you know, I'm not pushing anything onto the clients, but I really find a lot of value in these podcasts where we explore the services you provide, where we explore the value proposition that you have for potential clients, and then hopefully people can take that on board and really add the rocket fuel to their businesses with outsourcing. That's my hope for this whole thing. But Philip, do we still have you? Okay, so give us an outline of C9 Digital then, Philip, and you know where you fit in the market.
Yeah, so I think for us at C9, we look at ourselves as a boutique, creative digital marketing and call center agency. So what that really means is we are really passionate about working with clients who are looking to outsource digital marketing services. So that can be everything from web development, web design. We do a lot of creative work for clients, developing their advertising, their marketing materials for very large global advertising initiatives. We also do a lot of work managing paid advertising campaigns. And interesting enough, you know, not only are our clients actual businesses and organizations that are doing digital marketing, but we also get a lot of work from digital marketing agencies that actually outsource through us. So these are individuals who basically have been hired by clients to do digital marketing and parts of their processes that they want to outsource, they select us to do it. So we do a lot of digital marketing work. And the second thing that we do is a lot of general customer service and inbound support work. So that's live chat, instant messenger support, phone support, IT support, that kind of work. And the last thing that we do actually, and that we're really passionate about, is chatbot development services and creating virtual tools and virtual agents. And the reason why we do this is because we believe very strongly at C9 that artificial intelligence and chatbots, I think that technology can help augment a customer services organization in order to give them very unique competitive advantages and to do it with a cost structure that's going to be affordable for a lot of businesses. So, yeah, those are the things that we like to do.
Fantastic. And if someone comes to you with an operation to execute, with a business problem, where is the gray area in terms of you providing staffing, like bums on seats, people to get the work done, versus you diving into their actual operations, their business requirements, and kind of figuring out the processes for them? How do you manage that kind of marriage of interests?
Yeah, it's very interesting. You had mentioned earlier about kind of management consulting. We actually look at ourselves as management consultants because it's what's fascinating is, you know, a lot of companies will contact us and they'll say, hey, you know, we need 10 guys to do XYZ, and upon further investigation and inquiry into their businesses, it turns out there's actually a lot of additional things or additional steps that need to take place before they're even ready to outsource or before they're even ready to actually build that team. And so it's really important for us to get good results for clients. And so sometimes that requires us to take two steps back in order to take three steps forward. So very often, you know, we've had to spend a lot of time developing out strategy, looking at their processes, really boiling them down, you know, okay, what are the five main things that in this particular part of your business needs to take place in order to achieve a high customer service satisfaction score. Okay, based on those five things, you know, what is the right workflow? What is the right software? What are the right scripts in order to accomplish that? What are the right what are the right kinds of agents that you need in order to accomplish these results for your company? And then based on that, you know, who are the kinds of individuals that we should be tapping and recruiting and headhunting? So, you know, that process does take a little bit of time, but I think it's super important to first start on the high level strategy side. And then from there, you can be sure that the way you're executing is going to be effective because the execution has that level of foresight.
Yeah, and that's an incredible illustration, I think, of where there's immense value beyond the actual hourly rate that people are paying. Now, people are already getting an incredible deal with the hourly rate because it, you know, you may be saving 60, 70% on a US salary. But equally, people don't realize, I think, the incredible value on top of that person that comes from the oversight of you, of the experienced management teams. And what I say to people is, if you come and outsource in the Philippines, you're getting, you know, someone with 2 to 5 years experience, but really there's 25 years of executive experience in outsourcing in the Philippines, and you're really you know, standing on the shoulders of the entire outsourcing industry and the process outsourcing, which just knows how to build processes and make them as efficient and optimized as possible. So it's a fantastic illustration. How does pricing work with you guys? And again, you know, when there is that aspect of management consultancy thrown in with kind of a full-time salary, thrown in with obviously the BPO facilities and things like that. How do you structure pricing?
Yeah, it's a great question. And actually, something else I think is really important, you know, when you're looking at BPO centers, and we talked earlier about the history of BPO and how we saw certain trends in terms of offshoring and how offshoring has taken place over the last 100 years. One of the other interesting trends is that a lot of call center work, a lot of BPO work is actually concentrated into the hands of a very few amount of companies. And there's very big multi-billion dollar call centers here in the Philippines that actually, statistically speaking, control a disproportionately high client business, particularly from the Fortune 500, Fortune 1000 companies. And one of the reasons why that's the case is because of what you said, is because of industry expertise and how important that management consulting piece is. Because again, if you're outsourcing, you know, whether it's the Philippines or India or somewhere in these emerging markets, if your primary focus is the labor arbitrage opportunity, and you're just hiring lower cost labor, then yeah, you'll get the lower cost labor. But if that particular company or those agents, and this is one of the other challenges with Upwork that I've experienced well, is, you know, you can hire someone who's $5 an hour, but does that person have experience working in a large Fortune 1000 company? Do they understand what's important to your strategy? Do they understand what matters to your customers? Do they have that breadth and depth of experience? Context to make the kinds of decisions that are going to be absolutely critical for your brand and for your reputation in your industry. And that is the differentiator and why you see a concentrated amount of business being given to very large companies that have, you know, that combined, you know, 100, 200 teams of managers who come from that background, who come from corporate America and who can share those insights with team leaders and the different agents that are on the actual workstations who are actually doing the work. Now, with that being said, you know, C9, one of the things that differentiates us from the competition is that we're not the billion-dollar company. We're actually a mid-level BPO center, and we like that. And one of the unique advantages of working with a company like C9 is that because we're not a company, we're able to really give a lot of attention to our clients. And that's one of the challenges with the big centers is they may have 20,000-30,000 expertise. They may not have the incentive or the motivation to treat your campaign with that same level and attention to detail as a smaller or mid-sized agency. And that's where a lot of clients come to us, is they'll call us and they'll say, look, you know, we've worked with the big guys. We're looking for a different kind of experience. With our pricing, you know, a lot of it depends on what our clients are looking for. If our clients are looking for traditional digital marketing services like inbound marketing or digital advertising or PPC or web development, we have fixed fees and monthly fees for those kinds of services. And if clients are looking for customer service reps, we have hourly rates that are generally speaking pretty standard. And we offer those to our clients as well. But again, the actual fees, it comes down to what a client's actually looking for and what the experience level of their agents need to be and what kinds of tasks those individuals are going to be focused on.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, it's and I think people they kind of they kind of get bitten by the outsourcing bug, and they realize that there's potential to hire people for, $3 an hour, and they really lose the woods for the trees, in that, you can potentially get someone to sit on a seat for $1 a day, but it's not actually just about getting a bum on a seat. It's about, having high quality production and output, whatever that goal is. And I certainly encourage people to not necessarily save every penny, but to go for a great price, of course, because if you're not saving money, of course, the ideal would be to get someone in your hometown sitting next to you in your office. But we're all here for good pricing, but it's actually about, executing at a really high level, and getting equally great value for money. Yeah. And, I think this is an example of just finding that sweet spot, but not pushing too hard to really save every penny you can.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. So if people want to know more, and if people engage with you, what is a typical conversation? If there's people kind of exploring outsourcing, they're a little bit timid, they want to dip their toe in, how do you typically counsel people to kind of say, give it a go and get them a quick win so that they feel confident with the process?
Yeah. Well, with our services, generally speaking, when our clients contact us, the first step of what we like to do is to have an introductory call so we can get really clear on what they're trying to accomplish and what's important to their business. We do have a minimum expectation of at least five staff members for our BPO and call center services side of our business. And for digital marketing, again, it comes down to what they need. If it's just like for web development, we have flat fees for those services, and then we also have, of course, ongoing rates for digital marketing services that require a longer commitment period in order to get them the results they're looking for.
Fantastic. Thank you so much. And of course, if anyone wants to learn more or reach out to you, how can they do that?
Yeah, you can reach out to us on our website at www.c9digital.com.
Okay, that was Philip Liu of C9 Digital. If you want to get in touch with Philip or know any more about anything we mentioned in the podcast, go to our show notes, which is at outsourceaccelerator.com/234. And as always, if you want to get in touch with us, drop us an email to ask@outsourceaccelerator.com. See you next time.